Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continued their series of discussions about women who influenced classical composers. Today's composer is Felix Mendelssohn.
Yehuda, something you and I may not have discussed, but I'm a great believer and follower of Felix Mendelssohn for a lot of reasons.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I think Mendelssohn was fantastic. What years did he live?
He was a great, great genius. In the early 1800s, until 1847 or so,
wow.
He lived a very short life.
Yeah, so he's bringing us right up to almost modern times.
Close enough, yes.
I mean, we had a civil war in the 1850s.
Right.
So
yeah. He died just a year or two before.
Did he have any influence?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, when you want to ingratiate yourself to a young woman, you say it in flowers, you bring a gift. You write a sonnet if you are Shakespeare,
sure,
right?
Sure.
The wonderful sonnet. For Mendelssohn, it was a natural thing to present a beautiful piece of music as a flattering gift.
So by the way,
music,
a natural thing.
Yeah,
oh,
it came
right.
So natural to him.
Yeah.
He was more comfortable with sounds than with words. It was a language for him. It was very interesting in those days, by the way, and also earlier. The whole idea of musical gifts was very much in vogue among composers. You came to a party and you left and you wrote a little musical riddle, you know, a bunch of notes for your host, or a palindrome, a little phrase that could be played backward and forward, or a canon or some inversion, any witticism in music. It was a tradition. So naturally, Mendelssohn follows this custom. And I want to start by playing a song without words that he wrote. Who needs words when you have this gorgeous music? I mean, the music is so eloquent, and it's about love. And it speaks for itself, by itself, so well. It is dedicated to a young woman. And under the title, Song Without Words, it says, Für Fräulein Lisa Christiani komponiert. Composed for the young woman Lisa Christiani. And she must have been a cellist, because it's the only song without words that he wrote for cello. All the others are for piano. And the piano accompanied, you can imagine, he sits at the piano, he plays the piano part, he invites her and she plays the cello part.
Oh,
and there
boy.
You have it.
That's pretty torrid.
So let's start, this time for a change, by listening
a movie. Yeah.
to a song without words by Felix Mendelssohn, dedicated to Lisa Christiani.
Thank you.
Felix Mendelssohn's Song Without Words, recorded by Yehuda Hanani and Michelle Levin from the album Dazzle and Nostalgia, Cello Favorites. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.